This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gail Riddle, GailRiddell, date of birth 04/25/1943, date of appointment 1/28/2025, requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Gail Riddle today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 81 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 1/6/2025. Because of the difficulty speaking and disorientation, she was also having some difficulty walking in the St. Mary's Hospital. MRI of the brain done, which shows a patchy diffusion abnormality in the right parietal lobe, compatible with acute or subacute watershed infarct. Patient went to the Wilkinson facility for subacute rehab. Over there, she developed left facial droop and right pronator drift on 1/20/2025. She was transferred to the Ellis Hospital, ELLIS, where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Patient is now at home. Sometimes she is lucid, sometimes does not know. Vocabulary is improving, speech is better. No weakness, no numbness. In the LS hospital, she was diagnosed with mediastinal mass. She is going to see the pulmonologist for that. Past medical history. History of dysuria, hypothyroidism, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, hypertension, stroke, mediastinal mass. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, aspirin, sulfa, terbinafine, medication. Atorvastatin 10 milligram daily, levothyroxine, amlodipine, Plavix 75 milligram daily, ferrous sulfate, levothyroxine, senna, sucralfate, questionable aspirin 81 milligram. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widowed. Lives alone, have two children, family history, mother deceased, cancer of the lung, father deceased, colon cancer, one brother, esophageal cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having difficulty in speaking. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 70, respiratory rate 14, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen short bubbles on present next apple. There is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, tip tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right parietal white matter stroke. Number 2, TIA. Number 3, memory loss. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the atorvastatin 10 mg PO daily and Plavix 75 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.